This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the evening edition with Iman, Kelvin and Lynn. And in the studio with us is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. The government's fuel subsidy plan has been in the news. As expected, it's getting a lot of reaction from different quarters. But one particular suggestion by the economist Professor Dr. Jomo Kwame Sundaram today appears to resonate with netizens online.
Yeah, so Professor Jomo has urged the government to ditch the plan for fuel subsidies and instead replace it with public transport subsidies. So he believes subsidizing public transport will help the people who use them on a daily basis and people who depend on it. So he says those who use more fuel than others are car owners. So he says we are not talking about the rakyat jelata or ordinary people at large. So this basically means the bottom 20%. They have no cars, not even motorcycles. So these are the people who depend on public transport every day, and he says they are the ones who should deserve subsidies.
And I assume it's also going to benefit transport operators, right? When more people choose to use public transport because it is cheaper.
Yes, I think even people who have cars, I think perhaps they will choose to take public transport if it's way cheaper than driving a vehicle, which also reduces problems like, you know, finding a parking and all that. Mm-hmm. So we might see fewer cars on the road with higher adoption of public transport options. And in fact, recently, Transport Minister Anthony Lok himself said the government wants more people to use the public transport so that it can reduce subsidies paid to bus companies, for example. He said the government collected only 600,000 ringgit in Negeri Sembilan. This is every month from MyBus, which is a state bus operator in Negeri Sembilan. So compared to 600,000 ringgit, they actually have to pay 2 million ringgit in subsidies to the bus company. So perhaps by giving the subsidy to consumers, it will help increase ridership and relevant areas across the sector, and it will give like a positive ripple effect. So that's what he's saying. So in fact, today, Dr. Jomo himself also said the government must think how it can help subsidize transportation for the bottom 70% and think less about the top 30% who can afford cars.
I think that's a really interesting perspective on this idea of subsidies, right? So yeah, tell us, I mean, whether you are somebody who would qualify for the fuel subsidy or not, whether you take a car or not, would you prefer to see a subsidy go towards public transportation, and would that encourage you actually to take more public transport? You can tell us by calling us at 7733 2900, WhatsApping 018 789 8899, or tweeting us at BFM Radio, where we also have a poll running. So yeah, lots of different ways to tell us how you feel. Now, moving on to Bursa, more bad news for Sumatech Berhad. They had a contract terminated.
Yeah, so there was a heavy sell-off on the counter today. Sumatech got their contract to develop an oil and gas field in Kazakhstan terminated effective next week. They said financial constraints impacted their ability to operate at their best. And in fact, last week, Sumatech also received an extension by Bursa Malaysia to submit its regularization plan by October 29. So this was also on the same day Sumatech announced its managing director, Abu Talib Abdul Rahman, resigning due to personal reasons. So a lot of issues there for Sumatech. So at close today, they fell 33% at 1 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.